well, I don't know about together. I mean, why not? You know, all this new trickery and shit. Now, there could be the Zoom meeting.
Yeah, Caleb's going to save my balls, and I'm going to save you.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a handy, shave
the glitter squirrels and hash it out, making wives happy in 2020.
Actually, we're actually recording right now, and this, some of this will be used for our podcast.
Yes.
Sure. And we got a lot to bitch about, because I ain't seen this fucking
like 5 weeks. I don't mind at all, bro. I ain't shy. Fuck it.
5 weeks. 5 weeks, motherfucker goes MIA.
I went to Cynthia Anna, bro.
I went from 2 years of regular on-the-road touring, and then the Rona showed up. I was all out of work. Now I'm flipping steaks at the Roadhouse. And I got three country gigs and one rock gig. That's where I'm at with all this right now. But anyway, yeah, he disappears. And the next thing I know is like another week. And I'm like, well, and so we've got like 5 weeks really of podcast. And what you were just talking about, speaking of podcasts, was going back to the shaving your ball thing for
Manscaped.com.
Yeah. Now, what are they going to do?
Apparently, if you have a podcast, they want to be a part of it.
And so they're going to
They send us a commercial to cut, and then we cut the commercial and play it inside of our podcast.
Who's filming the commercials?
No, well, I don't know if we'll be doing any kind of filming unless we're going to be like,
and another point being, are they going to make like a compilation of all these different hairdos for your balls?
Who's going to do that shit?
No, it's like a buzzer thing. Okay. And it's,
yeah, I bet it is.
They call
my bag.
They call it the man mower or the lawnmower or some shit.
The home mower. No. You know, like, the homo. That works.
Right.
You're shaving. Oh, yeah, we got rock stars on our show.
We do.
Who's our rock stars today, Slim?
Ladies and gentlemen,
on the air
This is actually the second guest that has ever appeared on the Glitter Squirrels podcast. They're joining us. They have a podcast as well on anchor.fm/hashinitout.
I like that.
It's all together. And joining us, joining us is Jerry Hash and Caleb Thompson from that podcast.
Jerry and Caleb, welcome aboard for probably the worst fucking half hour of your life.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you guys.
I am. Oh. They sound much cooler on radio. So how'd you guys get together, man? That'd be my first. I'll go ahead and field the first one.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys having us on here, man.
Absolutely.
Hashing it out. How'd you guys come together on this situation? I think we're frozen.
Man, yeah, we keep freezing. Yeah. Man, so you guys will be saying something, then all of a sudden it'll pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever you ask your question, just...
And then it'll...
Oh, yeah.
It'll say something.
Yeah, it's like third world. Third world telecommunication.
I'll pull it all together in the phone.
Man, we started hashing it out.
So, yeah, you were already hashing it out when you guys met? Or
well, I started hashing it out doing live videos on Facebook like 6 years ago. And then I started doing this podcast and shit with Caleb here, man. And just love it.
Yep.
Love it.
Wow. A lot of fun.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Well, how long have you guys
known? I like talking about, so I don't know. I just like talking to them.
Man,
everyone's like going, huh?
We couldn't hear a word you said, bro.
How long have you guys known each other? Like, how long have, like, explain your...
Not long. We're next door neighbors. I moved in, what, 4 years ago?
4 years ago.
Four years ago.
And we've been hanging out for two.
Yeah. So the first couple of years, we actually fucking secretly hated each
other. Wow. That's always fun, right? Yeah, that's never a bad thing.
So,
yeah.
If somebody were to listen...
Yeah, I called him a chicken man. He called me Butterbean.
Yeah.
That's how you guys met? You guys met over dinner? Yeah. Kidding, man. For a hell of a story.
Hey, man. Hey, Slim, do you think it'd be easier for me just to call you?
I mean...
We can pipe him into a channel Bluetooth your phone to the unit.
I mean...
He's got this new fancy phone. I'm sure we could still do what we're doing here. Why you guys call him there, and then I can pipe him through my mixer because it's Bluetooth.
Well, they're connected now.
There'd be a slight delay, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, just coming
see
on
if
this.
You can see if you can stop your video, and we'll see if that helps. That way, because there should be a stop video down there at the bottom.
Okay, hang on here. Stop video. Okay.
Okay.
Now, can you guys hear us good now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we can totally hear you. Can you guys hear us?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a slight delay, but that's all right.
Hey, there's always going to be a slight delay. That's the story of my life.
A slight delay.
Yeah, I guess.
So let's talk about for a second, like, you guys explain your, like, you guys didn't know each other. Like, 2 years ago, you said you secretly hated each other. You know. What? Yeah. How did the relationship evolve? What made you
think, hey, I want to hang out with this guy?
Yeah, hey, like, I want to do something with
this coming
guy.
Together of, yeah, the coming together, the official, I think we can hang and do something. And then, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, Jerry tells me this, but I don't believe it. But apparently, like, whenever I get on my fucking car to, like, go in the house or something, he would wave at me or some shit, and I just wouldn't wave back. But in my mind, I'm like, well, this dude's not fucking trying to interact or anything. So I'm like, because I've never seen him fucking wave. And then, I don't know, we went for 2 years, and I was outside one day, and he said something. I just walked over and started talking to him, and then he was just like, you like playing Madden? And I was like,
sometimes.
Madden. So then, like, our friendship became me just beating him and fucking Madden all the time.
Now, when you guys play Madden, do you guys, like, put up Madden numbers? Like, is the score just stupid, like 145-3 or some shit?
Like basketball?
No.
No, it never gets that bad. I mean, there's a few games where maybe 60-something to 20-something. But
yeah.
Or, like, kick each other's ass.
Like, this motherfucker don't beat me all the time.
Oh, well, see right there?
He don't beat me all the time. He always says, he's lying.
You know, you got to be good friends when you don't.
It's mostly like, fucking time.
Hey, you got to be good friends when you go, hey, motherfucker. And it'd be like, you know, when I talk to someone. And I just, you know, I just slippily refer to slam. Oh, motherfucker. I swear that motherfucker.
This motherfucker right here.
Boy, that's going to get me some ratings, isn't it? I hardly ever leave.
Talked about him.
Can you cuss on the air? I think you just did. I think I just violated the cock, cunt, pussy, bitch, something, you know, concern, the whole schmill there. You know, words you cannot say.
Cut, motherfucker.
He's hanging with the phone now.
Boy.
Yeah, Kenny needs to get laid.
All right, so
I heard your story, man. You guys started hanging out with him.
Oh God,
10 years ago.
You all worked at the radio station, correct?
He was the first guy I met, man. I walk up and he's standing outside. It's like 10 degrees and Slims and shorts and flip flops, which was typical. I was like, motherfucker, like the guy five or something walking around barefooted. And so, yeah, I walked. He's the first guy I meet. Him and him, Rod Willis. I met the worst of the worst right off Jump Street. I was like, couldn't have time to know better. So anyway, so we just kind of hung out. And then there were a lot of days. I actually started out as an engineer. And Slim was always like 2 minutes before time to go really live on the air. Slim would finally come rolling in. He was damn near always late. But and then that kind of went from one thing, and that led to this motherfucker.
Sound like you, please.
And then this motherfucker somehow I end up. They're like, well, yeah, you can be on the air. You should try to get on the air, Crawford. Rest in peace, dude. That's how I really started out. So I met him, and it's funny because he was hanging out. I had a studio at my then at that time the X.
Mm-hmm.
And Slim, we just hanging out for days on end, and we started doing shows and stuff. And so this motherfucker, he's always the one that got me in the motherfucking door. And it's just almost comical because I was playing a lot back then, and I'd literally get up hungover, driving drunk. I had to be, you know, 2 hours sleep. We drank a half gallon of Wild Turkey, you know, 6 hours ago, and did those. And I ended up on the air, but he would produce all my shows because I was really, you know, what? This ain't a PV mixer, and, you know, everything's all, like, you know, automated now. So he'd come record my shows. We'd do the gigs. Me and Sloan would party all night, haul our ass into the radio station. I'd record the show, and we'd listen to it on the way back to the studio. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we discovered we propped up a show, you know, all those years ago and started doing that. That's how it all evolved.
Now tell them the story. They had an old mixer they were getting rid of that they had just replaced out of the dog studio to replace with another mixer. They were going to throw that thing in the trash.
Dude, they're just going to trash. We're talking Boston made their first record on this brand and this very mixer. Not the actual mixer, but, you know, one just like it. And, man, I told big guys, he goes, "You want it? We're going to throw it away." I was like, "Man, there's a fat hog fart? Fuck yeah, I want it." I mean, like, throw that thing like in the truck yesterday. I'm like, "Really? Yeah, here, man. Let me just write a check for $20,000 for that." And I ain't got to kind of cash it. I'm like, "I'm a musician. I'm broke, you know." Like,
but they asked us.
Absolutely.
After that, I was gifted by the engineer two 70s model Sennheiser microphones.
Yeah.
And we took, and John looks at me and he says, "Man, I've got all the shit at my house to hook this up."
Yeah, everything.
And I'm like, "What? You're fucking crazy. There's no way you're going to get this
motherfucker
working." Yeah, right?
John or something. On the hash of that, maybe it'll grow time. So the four of us will be referred to as motherfucker 1v4. Go ahead, number two.
They gift me these two Sennheisers. John says he's got everything at his house to hook it up. I told him he was fucking crazy.
I knew that.
And I was like, "Okay, well, show me what you got, big boy."
So I whipped out my cock and hit him in the head with it. Knocked over a lamp. And then I hit the mute button.
Everything up. And we hit record, and we just started fucking giving our opinions. Because, see, here's the thing. The cool thing about doing what we're doing now with Skullface Records Radio, and the shitty thing about doing regular radio is
you can't be
on
shitty.
Regular radio. You can't be, you know,
forward.
Opinionated.
No,
you can't have an opinion at all. So I told John, I was like, "Listen, motherfucker, both of us have an opinion."
"You got to take a drink of beer every time you hear that. Nice half hour. Or shoot yourself."
I don't know. Anyway, but I told him, I said, "We both have an opinion." I said, "Let's just hit record on this motherfucker and start stating our opinions and telling stupid jokes being stupid." So I don't know if you've ever heard our first episode or not, but
I called a drummer and asked if he was gay. We actually did a prop fake for a thing called the Big Sandy Superstore Arena here, which is where all the concerts are. We did a mock-up of the Big Superstore Sandy Arena Super Orgy.
Yeah.
And people actually bought into this. We're talking about donkey shows and a motivational speech. motivational speech by, like, Ron Jeremy. A dunking tank that had a rubber dick in the middle of the bottom of it. It was stupid shit, and people were like, "Is this really happening?" And then we had like one that was Shelby the racist dog.
Mm-hmm.
Had this hillbilly come over with a Rottweiler van, and he's all out. You know, he's a total hick. Great guy. He's actually my neighbor, and he actually became a staple on the show.
Yeah.
If you dig back into some of the old stuff, which I think is posted, it's just fucking out there.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, years.
How many sponsors and stuff?
Well, this is funny. I don't. Did you say sponsors? Mm-hmm. We did a Valentine's special. I worked with a guy up in New York City, and he was in. His mom was with all these people. And this is a weird true story. And he went down to the kitchen to do something, and we were getting ready to tour an album with this guy down in South Florida. Well, he goes downstairs, and I'm looking at my buddy Chris at the time, whose nephew actually plays with drums for Tyler Childers now. Isn't this crazy? And I look down, there's all these phone numbers, and I see like Paul Simon and all these dudes. So the BlackBerry came out. This was a pretty cool phone for the day. And I'm taking pictures of all these posts, all these fucking, you know, like John Lennon's, just all this cool shit. So we did a Valentine's Day special. We called Paul Simon, and we get his answering machine. And I'm like going, oh, he's probably off fucking Edie Brickell or something right now, shooting rubber bands at the stars or, you know. It was stupid shit, wasn't it? But the one that got a guy's interest in Portland, and he ended up, we was getting sponsors. I think Fredericks of Hollywood was interested at one point. Yep. We're getting drive time out on the West Coast. Now, this is where things get really kind of weird and creepy. We called five girls, and we had them on the line, and we was talking about who could eat the best pussy, a guy or a girl. And I mean, people, you know, we're getting listeners. We're getting like an audience. And things were really starting to roll at that point.
Yeah.
And then our producer that was getting us into the bigs, because it was like daddy's money, his dad, you know, out there on the West Coast, kind of a big deal. This guy ends up going to prison for like cornhole and his nephews, you know, and the show just totally died. Everything collapsed. Hey guys, you can't make the shit up, man. I'm telling you. So 10 years, life takes off. I go through a 20 year split up with kids, and Slim's going through shit. And then here recently, a couple months back, man, the ninja showed up and shut everything down. So we just got back together, and we still had chemistry where we're always unscripted. So I think that's a good thing. Which one of you motherfuckers is interviewing which motherfucker?
We are interviewing these motherfuckers.
I don't know if it's one thing.
Right. Flipped him on your back.
Yeah. It was number three.
We done flipped it on you bitches.
Yeah. It got spun around.
Hey, man, be going back to who?
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Going back to who can eat pussy better.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever can eat pussy better, men or women, bro. I'm Muff Diver of the Year team.
They got in an argument, man. It got all nasty.
Years in a row.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. We never did get straight. They were all fighting and shit.
Yeah.
Carrying on.
It was stupid.
But anyway, that was
okay. You guys can interview us now.
We did the Occupy thing when everybody was going around. I'm occupying Wall Street. I'm occupying the Port-a-John at fucking, you know, whatever. Like, we went around sneaking in places and shit and filming. And we had an episode where my neighbor and him had a man versus food. Remember that?
Oh my God.
Oh my, I still have all this, man.
Do you really?
Oh God, I don't get rid of
that. Dude, we need to.
I'm like an audio video hoarder, you know? Yeah, I have all that shit.
Do you still have that episode where I fucking stoned as fuck and got in the candy dish?
Got the candy, yeah, and you went in, yeah, you got, yeah, he fucking passed out and got diabetes all in the same time. And Dennis is now referred to as like.
They don't call me Slim for nothing.
Yeah, pass me that insulin. Let's get jacked up. I'm gonna be like, really? The beaties, man. Old dude died.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley. Did you guys see that?
Wilford Brimley, the poster child for the beaties.
Who did?
Oh, the diabetes guy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Diabetes.
I'm Wilford. Yeah. Diabetes.
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 Diabetes. Is he the same guy?
I got diabetes.
I got diabetes, you little bastards. When I was your age, I was plowing those men up. Like, yeah, you little bastards today are a bunch of candy asses. You cried with a fucking scratch. Oh, losing it. So I'll give Wilford some oatmeal.
Damn.
Straighten him out.
All right, Woo. Let's get into some cool shit because we took care of all the technical shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst job you've ever had.
Drum roll. This should be good.
Well, I was a fluffer for a manscaper.
we'll be MF for number one, and you'll be MF for number two. So MF for number one, what was the worst job you walked off of? Just the one you just got up and left. Just bye, assholes.
I used to call myself Pillsbury Dough Jerry because I would make biscuits for Hardee's, man.
Oh,
I bounced up out of that fucking place real quick, man.
Mercy. Wow. But you, Caleb.
Oh, goddamn. I've had a lot of fucking jobs.
What was the worst effing job?
I just quit, bro.
They all suck.
Oh, fuck. The worst job? Yeah, work fucking blows.
Work does suck.
I hear you, man.
Shit, dude.
I'm currently a cook at the Roadhouse. Trust me, I get my ass kicked from hours straight.
Tough job.
The worst job is probably, honestly, I worked third shift at Walmart, and like the only people that come and fucking Walmart third shift are a bunch of weird fucks and shit.
All
the people that work third shift are fucking weird fucks. So. I didn't fit in at all.
all the groovy hipsters come out at like 3 a.m, man. Oh my God.
So, yeah. Well, you get like, all your paraplegics and fucking.
Oh my God.
If your teeth come out at fucking 2 a.m.
Like, man, that's
no crowd to triple this year.
Oh man, that's a real motherfucker.
Oh shit.
That's a real motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I worked at Walmart for 7 months.
Poor dad.
Did you hear the enthusiasm behind that delivery? I worked
right.
Yeah. I worked at Walmart for 7 goddamn grueling months.
Suck, man.
I was for Tire and Lube Express.
Oh, how soon?
And so, you know, I was setting people up for
hand jobs and
changing
the oil in their hair,
chassis lubes and tires.
Oh, man.
It just sounds bad.
And then I got by total accident to work a Black Friday at Walmart. And,
word.
Man, I'm telling you what.
Dude, I've done that shit. That shit fucking blows.
Oh, my God.
I've never been to a Black Friday.
Bro.
No.
Every goddamn Karen from this side of the East Coast comes to Walmart on Black Friday.
Imagine. Yeah, you know, it would. We should actually.
Hey, man, that's African-American Friday.
That's right. Careful. We're already in trouble now. Here comes BLM.
Speaking of BLM coming to Grayson. To Louisville, caused all that shit in Grayson, man.
Didn't he get arrested here like a week ago?
Yeah, he did. He's still in jail.
Yeah, what a dope boy.
Mm-hmm.
What a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Red Foreman. Dumbass.
Yeah.
I mean, really? What kind of fucking idiot? I'm thinking, and you know what? I don't mean to offend the child molester, but man, I mean, look at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson. It's like, dude, you're going to Klan country.
Yeah.
And what are you? You're an idiot. I don't go to Grayson. I'm white as a
exactly, right?
I play there once in a while, but I don't wake up and go, honey, there's a great burger over there at that Grayson. Let's go get it. So I'm like, this guy comes here, and he's got, I've seen several videos of the idiot. And, I mean, he's a great guy, I'm sure.
Well, see, here's the thing. They had this dude on a podcast. He was running his fucking mouth saying,
I know, man.
Oh, the people in Grayson give me dirty looks. Well, that's because you're a fucking child molester, not because you're a black dude.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Hey, exactly.
I mean, hey, corn pop. Enough.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, everybody in the
and he offends like all the bikers,
right?
Hey, he's running his grocery chute. I'm sitting there going, man,
well, here's what it is.
Bikers, you know what I'm saying?
He makes a video,
get beat up,
and he comes out and he says, I'm gonna burn this motherfucking town to the ground. Right.
That was for mistake number one,
yeah. So all these people show out in Grayson.
And they're
on the roofs of their buildings, dude. There were so many like AK-47s and 9mm pistols there. It was unreal.
But you know what? I'll give him this and the other 6 people that participated with him on this big whatever it's supposed to be. Everybody, I mean, you got to have some pretty big fucking stones, man. You go, look. I'm a punk. Nobody likes me. Everyone knows I fondled a fucking 12-year-old inappropriately.
Yeah.
And I got balls not to stand out here in the street. And some dude actually drove down from Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Got behind him and one other rube. And I was like, guys, you guys look like the fucking Three Stooges. Beat it already. Nobody cares. Bacon lettuce and maters. Why is everyone bitching about bacon lettuce and maters? What the fuck's wrong with y'all? Let's give them some rye bread. Mix it up.
Oh, shit.
Unbelievable.
Bacon lettuce and maters. Oh, fuck. We are not going to forget that.
Yeah, there's your next fucking shirt, Spencer. Have that guy counting down on one fucking mayo shit. Running all down his forearms and shit. Hey, let me get
that. God, you got to get paid for that shit.
Let me get that. Yeah. Hey, buddy, you got a little of that fucking, let me get a little of that mayo off that weave.
Oh, hell.
Squeeze that weave. Yeah, that went over like a fucking rubber crutch on a polio board. It was just not brilliant. Not brilliant at all.
A rubber crutch. Polio board. What the fuck?
And that's a hell of a visual image. Hey, the red button's lighting up. I mean, FCC is going to be knocking on the door in a minute. I'm going to tell you two little punks something. You with the long hair, you faggot, you better listen to me. Look at you wearing your little kid jeans. You some kind of fucking hipster? I went to a courthouse today to get a driver's license. Check this shit out. Now, before answering 20 questions, before I even get in the fucking door, the sheriff's there at Freedom's. Because after I'm 53, I got married not too long ago. First time in my life, right? And get there, and it's like, got to take off the chain wall. That's cool. And then he sees, I'm wearing a shirt that says Soul Shine from like Minot. What's it say? Like Minot, I think.
Ebenezer's Eatery and Irish Pub in Minot, North Dakota.
He sees this and he goes, "What, does your shirt say shit? You can't come." I said, "Soul Shine." And you know, I could take the cell phone in, so I could be an explosive, nice pack of C4. No one gave a fuck about that. But take the chain wall to the car.
Yeah.
I got a chain. You're going down. I mean, really? You know? Get there. And here I am with a driver's license. I've had for fucking ever. This is where we're at today as a country. You talk about a fucking rant. I was livid. I feel like fucking pissed off Vic. And he's like going, "Here's my driver's license. Here in West Virginia, they want like a stool sample, a urine sample, a fucking...
The blood next of your first kid, you know,
the ones you sold, everything. And so you got that, and you take it to change in a different state. Now, we live in the tri-state, as you know. It's like, I can be in Ohio or Kentucky or whatever, you know, like 15 minutes each. So the rules are pretty much the same. I walk in with the driver's license from West Virginia to transfer to Kentucky. And I got my Social Security card and my driver's license. And Sherry's got all her stuff. You know, what do they want? They want a birth certificate. And I'm thinking, I'm like, it's my third driver's license in West Virginia. And I'm holding it, which means, what would this possibly mean? That he had all this documentation to acquire that in the first place. You not pull that up on a fucking computer and go, "Here's the license," and change it over.
Yeah.
So I got to go back, got to dig out the old birth certificate.
Oh, wow.
She didn't have her Social Security card.
Wow.
But here we are, with driver's licenses. I said, if we were fucking Latino, couldn't speak dog shit, and we've been out here 20 minutes ago with a fucking driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start playing fucking stupid. No hablo. I got this big white birthmark that covers my entire body. I'm only black from the waist down. It's ridiculous, man. Here we are, crushed. Can't go out and play in a fucking bar.
Oh, Lord.
I can walk in a restaurant with a mask on, take it off when I sit down. Can't go watch a band. Can't go to a fucking music venue. Because apparently this shit lives, you know, I've discovered where it lives.
Where?
It lives in the entrance of a fucking restaurant or a bar. You got to wear it when you walk in the door and take it off when you're in there and go run around naked. They don't give a fuck. Stir the chili with your dick. They don't care.
I mean, right. You know, you just like, have to get the door.
Yeah. So I told Sherry, I was on a gig down by Corbin, and I said, "Got to have that mask come in here." I said, "Okay." And I walk around the corner like, "No one's wearing one, dude." He goes, "Oh, you can take it off now." So, and that's why I said, the motherfucking disease is in the doorways of eateries and bars. It's not on shopping buggies. How many goddamn buggies?
Goddamn you doorway.
6 months you've been cleaning the world. 6 months you've been cleaning everything. And here we are. Where's that fucking curve? Nobody knows. They're having a lot of fun with this, man. I was more scared of fucking AIDS when I was touring in the 80s than I am now fucking, you know, this horse shit. Excuse me. Did you just sneeze? Oh, yeah. But anyway. Yeah, I hate to tell you guys, I told you it'd be the longest half hour of your life, man. And we really do appreciate you staying on the line with us. It's lonely down here. I need a hug. But yeah, there you know, that's it. 2020.
Yeah.
And Slim's like, yeah. Uh-huh. He's over here playing with a
okay. Yeah, fuck 21.
Yeah, Slim currently is just holding on to a blue strap off an old Anvil flight case. You got plans for that, little buddy?
I'm figuring I better hold on. See what kind of shit 2020 throws at
me. Shit. I mean, what could be worse? What could be worse,
dude?
Topic of discussion. Here's another thing that happened. I'm like, man, I got this really old mic. It's like a knockoff of like a 1983 realistic Radio Shack, you know, SM58, if you would, right? Mm-hmm. I get the globe, I take it off, and I realize, wow, this thing's made for an entire casing situation. Well, the one I'd cut off, I was going to tell Slim later, I was like, what does a 35-year-old inside of a microphone look like after years of abuse? Look at this dude. I sang through this. If I've sang through this all... That was how long?
Yeah.
When I looked in it, I about gagged. And I'm about to anything.
Wow.
Look at that motherfucking shit. Wow. I can scrape that off and roll 10 cigarettes. If you guys could see this, you'd die. Here's an inside of a screen looks like.
And hold up. I'll show it to him real
holy
quick.
Holy cat shit.
Hold it up to there. That's where the camera is.
Well, it's see-through.
They'll be able to see
it. Hold on. Let me find an album real quick. It's got some white.
There you go.
The album we'll be using is the inner sleeve of Robert Plant's Pictures at 11. I don't know, dude. I don't think it's going to work. We'll just have to post
that. Yeah, we can see it.
Can you really see that shit? Yeah, it's like just green.
Yeah, man, that's natural fuck.
Yeah.
Lick it.
Yeah, on the back.
Lick it.
Lick it. I know. You know what? I've done some stupid shit. And even said by this fucker, hey, I'll go get tested for Corona. There's it. That's great. But, you know, I don't even think I could kiss this thing, man. I don't even want to fucking touch it. I fucking scratch myself and get AIDS. I'm going to have to go get a tetanus shot.
Well, guys, I don't know if I told you when y'all came to Indiana about the plan for Skullface Records Radio, like what we want to do with it.
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, well, basically, we don't want to just live on the internet.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get up enough content, and I think Hashing It Out gave us our first little bit of content talking about getting their tater hole licked.
What the fuck is that? That's almost, baby. That's, yeah, come on. Yeah.
But anyway, so the goal is to get enough content together to where we'll be able to pitch this to Sirius XM and they hear how involved we are and how how we're just there and we're doing the damn thing. Yeah. They understand it. Once we get all that content ready to go, then we'll
pitch. That would be fucking amazing. Yeah.
They call and it then, a brand and radio.
That, yeah.
It's a brand. What brand are you selling? I don't know. Ass wipe.
Basically, once I put together a 5-minute demo of the brand and they come to Sirius XM, everybody that's on Skullface Records Radio comes with us. Yeah. So, you know,
so
you
everybody wins.
Eventually, all these shows that are happening will be paid. All the broadcasts will be paid.
Hookers, you know, all that. Circus midgets.
Dude,
it's all covered.
We've got the potential to be huge.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I don't want to cook at Roadhouse. I don't have 20 years of Roadhouse in me, man. I spent 35 years predominantly basically being a drummer, being crippled.
Hey, I feel it, brother.
So you know how it is. This is a great launching platform, and it's you know, when Slim came to me, he was like, John, I'm coming to you now. It's like, you know, he talked about it, and I thought it was like, okay, you know, but you know, it's went way beyond, you know, anything I expected. I mean, as far as a guy going out, you know, like hats off to Nick.
Yeah.
Going out and getting a facility and Slim going up there and in 5 weeks, basically, you know, setting up an entire network, you know, worldwide capability. And, you know, it's a platform to launch off of.
Yeah.
And we're really going to, Bob and Tom 5.0, Howard Stern, you know, none of that shit, because I feel we're better than that.
You know,
I feel
you
like
know
I'm fucking go get it.
well, dealing with people like you, and because it's just a much more, you know, there's more people like us, per se, like Tom Petty would say, you got to quit listening. These guys are on the radio. There's in concert in Columbus. He said, you know, there's thousands of people that just don't get heard that are great. Mm-hmm. You guys are missing the fucking point, basically. Mm-hmm. And he had it right, you know, the original scene. Right. Fucking bands that come out, like those dudes that came out a couple years ago and did like some cover tunes.
Yeah.
They had a great first album. They come out with Bad Company. Yeah. They did all that. And I'm like, what the?
Five Finger Death Punch.
What the fuck? Yeah. Really, man?
Yeah.
You know, you can go to any bar any given night and hear that shit.
Yeah.
So Skullface is really
right.
Where it's at. And yep. With a low roster, which is digging into, you know, it's over 99 now, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's just really cool. And I was definitely, I was like, you know what? I'd like to get on board with it because I really don't want to be the guy for another 20 years going, you want lettuce on that?
Yeah.
No, man.
Would you like me to garnish your steak with my
absolutely. Here, let me toss your salad. But yeah. So yeah, you guys and Jerry will get
that. Have you guys ever seen the movie Waiting?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes. I fucking love that movie.
I love it. I love that slight. I feel like I'm on Fox News or something.
Oh, man.
So how are the missiles over there in Afghanistan? But sometimes you'll hear a big boom and it goes on a little longer and it's like, we're going to have to break for a commercial break. Apparently, Bob, they're picking them up with a spoon and a stick. Back to you. Yeah. That's a guy with balls. He has to go over there. They got their helmets on and shit.
Oh,
I'm like, fuck that.
But that is...
That's getting her done, you know. Like
exciting ass news, man. Because I want to make this my career.
Oh yeah,
I want to make this shit my career, man. You know, I love the platform. I love being able to get on here and just say what the fuck I want to say, how I feel about something, and you know, if they don't like it, fuck them.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the only free forms of speech left. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't go on Facebook. I know. I just lost an account after 8 years because I sent some pictures of some naughty politicians with much younger chicks involved because I got a source, man, and I can't get into that. But anyway, and it was funny. I sent a couple of those to a couple of people on Messenger, and about an hour later, it's like I didn't even exist on Facebook. It was kind of scary, actually. I was
no like, shit.
Yeah, no kidding, man, really. So after an 8-year account on there and all that, just a couple people had these, wanted to see them because I was like, they're not doctored. It's what it is. And I was gone, man. I was just like, just
right.
And you can find anything that I ever even existed on Facebook. Normally you can find like an old profile and see the picture or whatever. There was nothing, man. So it kind of wigged me out. I was kind of
right.
But my wife's like, why you keep looking out the curtains? And well, why'd you buy 2 new weapons this week? Well, them goddamn Clintons, man. People just get high around these motherfuckers. And I think I posted some shit. Well, kind of privately, I didn't really post.
You're gonna Epstein me, baby.
I could do a lot of things, but I would even feel like fucking weird posting.
You're going to Epstein me.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah, Crocker Stimpy's everywhere. So I was like, fuck. So a couple of days, I mean, I had to eat Valium and sedate myself. Hey, you know, nobody wants to see old fucking Hillary. I thought my life would be
like a bad day.
Clintons, pants in a trailer park.
No, that don't sound like a bad day at all.
Well, you know. But anyway, so that, yeah, so I started this whole new fake account. I got a 15-inch cock and drive a Corvette and got all kinds of cash and hang around some motherfucker named Slim. Because he's my friend.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking about Facebook, not Plenty of Fish.
Christian Eagle, bro.
Yeah. It's funny they're going, that's why they call, you know.
We're not talking about farmsonly.com, man.
It's moving.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, and the Glitter Scrolls couldn't be more better for us because, like, right now, it's like, you know, just went through all that and go, but yeah, back to
we started this
back
interview.
To Skullface Records and hashing it out. It's just
we started this interview guys, and we ended up taking over. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm just gonna shut the fuck up.
It's all good, homie. It's all good.
And don't hang your head.
So,
yeah, you might
let's
be
see.
Back.
Episode one was just Caleb and Jerry kind of just getting to know each other.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
You know, in the audio sense. But then episode three, Jerry admits that he got his tater hole licked when he was drunk one night.
Right.
And then...
tater hole. Yeah. Live from Cleveland.
I think it's episode 5 or episode 6. They start talking about, like, what kind of nipples they like and shit. Well,
there you go, dude.
And I'm like, these guys remind me a lot of us.
Exactly. We could take it on tour if the fucking bar would open. And just go around.
We're all over the place with a lot of opinions.
Right.
Yeah, maybe we're on to something. Drive-in podcast. I figure if everybody's like doing the drive-in concerts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I recently got to play one on July 4th. Very interesting. Everybody honk your horns. Look on your interior light if you can hear me. Yeah. All you people in the back, flap your legs. All you people in the front in the good seats, just pat your jewelry.
That was scary. The wife's in.
What was that? Huh? That scared me. And the wife is literally here right behind me with a stick.
Now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble, John.
No, man. Actually,
the wife's there. You're in trouble.
Oh, I got me one of them gooders, man. She's doing some wash. Doing a load of wars. Done. When got something to add over at the freezer.
She'd be in the kitchen later making some pie.
Making some pie. That's my motherfucking pie. That's great. Pie. What's some other ones? I got one of them blow me sandwiches in the cooler. What? Remember, bacon.
Now I'm hungry.
Bacon lettuce made her matters. BLM. Blow me right. Everybody's holy had a shit. Dog that ate when he takes a poop and that little string's hanging out of his ass.
This one went.
What's he saying? His tater hole.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I was just talking about that the other day. I can't believe, like, you don't understand how many of my mom's cats were shitting out.
Oh, Lord.
A little red fucking bologna fucking thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like somebody pull that string. I bet it's like one of them pop things for like New Year's. Yeah, it's like a hairball comes out of his nose. Oh, that's nasty. Cats are just, cats.
Okay, let me explain this for folks because I feel like I need to.
You do.
If you've never seen a bass string pop, when it pops, it kind of goes and unravels.
How'd it go?
He goes, that's exactly what this whole interview did.
Went from hashing it out to sound complete dicks. And like, what was that? And it took 40 minutes to come to jerk off. Hey, what an asshole.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The bass string pops and goes,
y'all talk about how your show is unscripted. That's what we did. We were going to talk about. So, like, the first.
And my wife just said real quiet.
You fucking say.
You bring this stuff up. my wife just said real quiet behind me, like she's going to get on the air and go, can you bring the dryer stuff up when you come up? Why, yes, honey, I will. I'm on that shit. Like a fat kid on a cupcake.
What were you guys saying?
Yeah. Oof. I think they hung up on us.
They're still there.
Yeah.
No, I just say, like, you all mentioned, y'all are unscripted. Y'all just come in raw and talking and shit. And that's what we do. So, like, all the weird shit that you hear on our podcast, like, that's just the first fucking thing that pops.
It's the best policy. I mean, I don't think anybody could you imagine? You know, that'd be a great skit, too. You know, if podcasters or even DJs had dead air. How's your day, Slim?
I'm divorced again.
Yeah, I'm getting divorced
for the seventh time.
I got the total dead air. I mean, like, you know, like 10 seconds on the air could be a lifetime.
Yeah.
So it'd be horrible if you had guys trying to. It'd be like the guy that came in on the Howard Stern thing. I did some summer stock. That fucking rube. If you ever seen the movie. Whatever, the Howard Stern movie, you know.
Private Parts.
He brings up this fucking dildo that's like a
a toenail's got more personality than this acid. And yeah, so could you imagine though? We need to root around and pull them.
Yeah.
And then put a few together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be kind of funny.
That would.
Embarrassing, but funny.
Yeah.
Go for the joke.
Jerry and Caleb, I'm sorry that we kind of took over the interview.
You know what, guys? He's fucking lying.
Nah, bro, shit, it's all good. We don't care.
Yeah, this
we're having a good time, man, for real.
This narcissist bastard, I tell you.
But but yeah, it's
That motherfucker.
Yeah, you tell motherfucker one from motherfucker three and four, he'd kiss my ass. No, you tell him.
Four, number three. Let's see. What else can we cover?
I think we definitely need to do it again, not on the Zoom platform.
I'd like to get an opinion. Political candidate this year. Boy, you could hear a mouse piss on cotton just now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What are we looking at? Yeah, I'm really just kind of, what are we looking at? I mean, nothing surprising.
Well, I'm a Republican.
What do you say?
He said,
I'm a Republican, so.
I'm not political at all.
I hear you. I'm a Republican. I'm not very political.
Right.
Other than I like pissing off political.
I know who I'm pressing the button for. That's all that matters.
Well, I'm a convicted felon.
The world today, how do you see...
I ain't pushing a button for nobody.
Oh, how old are you guys? Just, you can lie? How old are you, both of you?
Not 42.
Okay.
I'm 27.
Okay, well then, yeah, we're all not that far apart. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we grew up in a good generation of good times.
Man, can you imagine...
Absolutely.
...how crazy our show would be if Jerry Hash and Caleb and you and me all got on one show?
We need to do it.
Dude,
we need to do it.
The
it would be
we could call
the dope as shit.
I think we should all meet up and actually face and do one.
Hashing it out with the squirrels. There you go, man.
Yeah.
Hashing it out with the squirrels and just and
yeah. I'm like Caleb.
I'd pay to go to that.
We're gonna have to hook it up at some point,
as soon as we're all, as soon as the governor and everybody gets to go outside and play again and take off that fucking piece of shit across your face.
Yeah.
Oh my
right.
God.
Right.
Man, exactly. 10 years, you walk in 10 years ago with one of them on your face, your ass gets shot by the local fucking clerk at the 7-Eleven.
You show up down at the Skullface videos. I'll work it out with Jerry Hash and Caleb and tell them when you're coming. And then what we'll do is we'll sit down and we'll have like a fucking round table right there in the studio, man. That would be.
Yeah, we definitely
go down, bro.
And we're definitely in. You guys let us know when.
Yeah, I can get my schedule together to where I can ask for days off, you know, like a week in advance. I can't just pop it up on them, you know. I got to work right now. Make some money.
Man, we're in.
Okay. Well, there's something, and even on our broadcast later, then there you have it from hashing it out and the squirrels.
The glitter hash.
The glitter hashing it out with the squirrels will be hashing it out. Not only will we make fun of ourselves, but if you call in, we'll make fun
squirrel of squirrel on hash.
That's it. Yeah, smoking hash with the squirrels.
You already know.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hashish.
Oh.
Funny. Well, any fun?
You guys just let us know, man. You guys just let us know we're in for sure.
Fantastic.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, we sure have enjoyed talking with you guys, and we'll get that worked out with this motherfucker over here.
Yep.
And we'll make
some money. Absolutely.
Been a pleasure hanging out with you guys, man.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Hey, man. You too, bro. Nice to meet you.
Appreciate you guys.
Get you on here, and thank you guys very much for having us on your all's badass show, man.
Oh, yeah.
And and don't fret, because we will have you all on hashing it out soon.
I'm all for it, man. I'm all in.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Keep it real, man.
All right, later, guys.
Keep it stiff.